Welcome to Prairie Craft Almanac, a podcast exploring craft, nature, and simple living. From discussions on sewing or knitting or drawing to sharing valuable resources to just chatting about what's going on in the garden or studio, this is where I like to talk about all things creative. I'm your host, Leanne. I'm a maker, an artist, a grower, and the blogger behind Moth and Rust DIY, a place where I share free patterns, tutorials, and more. And I'm also currently an art YouTuber now. Anyway, I'm all about living a creative life, and it is always my goal to inspire, educate, and encourage others in their own creative journeys. So since we last spoke, one of the videos on my art channel sort of blew up. I don't know if I'd say it went viral exactly. I don't know if there's a difference, but it seems like going viral might mean lots of millions of views. But last I checked, this video had around 176,000 views, which is pretty wild. I honestly, it was kind of overwhelming and shocking and just really awesome. Now, I am by no means rich and famous yet. Views are slowing down, and that's fine. But that burst of interest really encouraged me, or has been encouraging me, to continue focusing on my art and making videos. I'm very grateful for that, and I want to keep it up. If you are here for the craftier stuff, don't despair. If you have looked at any of my social media accounts or my website for Moth and Rust, you will notice that I have been neglecting that aspect of my creativity. I have been for some time, but lately it's just been pretty much nothing. I think the last video I posted to the craft channel was a video podcast, and I probably should have known better than to do that. I know this isn't a very visual podcast. I'd like to change that. I'd like to show off some stuff, but not right now. And the analytics tell me that people don't care for that type of video, so I'm going to quit doing that. Yes, again. But I don't want to quit the podcast. Honestly, this is even though I rarely record, I really do enjoy doing the podcast, and it's probably, I guess, one of my most self-indulgent types of content. I don't plan on quitting anytime soon, even if there's a large gap. If I ever do start doing video podcasts, I think I might actually make a channel specifically for that. Anyway, that's just side note. I really, really, really do want to get back to creating craft and DIY videos, probably mostly focusing on sewing and yarn craft. I am at a point now where I need to decide if I want to continue paying for my website. I haven't been using it. I know people still visit and they are still getting patterns and whatnot off of there. And I don't want to get rid of it, so I am going to continue that, at least for another year, and longer I hope to, but certainly for another year. And since I'm doing that, I really, really do need to try to focus and try to get more crafty stuff out there. I actually do have some ideas. I actually am kind of working on a tutorial for bloomers, but there's just been a lot, and isn't there always, right? I guess I've had some things going on really for the last several years, but it's kind of intensified and I am not complaining, but it's just made it so that I end up not doing all the extra stuff. And I'm hoping I can be a little more mindful about making those things happen. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not rich and famous yet. I don't make money from any of my, that's a different topic. Okay. I don't make money from my blog or like my Moth and Rust YouTube channel. Technically, I am monetized on my art channel, but it is pennies. And again, that's fine. I'm not complaining at all. I'm just, it just happens that I need to do the work I need to do to pay bills. And then I don't have time for the other stuff, which is very important. And I want to continue, but I am sure you understand what I'm saying. My profound thought for this episode is, don't save up your good ideas. I mean, yeah, write them down. But execute on your good ideas now, the ones you are now excited about. I think this goes along with the idea that there will never be the absolute perfect time to do something. There will always be obstacles or perceived obstacles, and you will always, always be able to find plenty of excuses as to why you can't do something. Also, I'd say similarly, don't save up your supplies. Now, yes, there may be some really legitimate reasons why you wouldn't start a project this very instant. Or maybe you're saving up your materials for a specific project and you don't want to start until you have everything in order. I get that. But that is not what I'm talking about. I'm actually talking about the thing that I find myself doing all the time, which is just, I'm not even sure how to put it, but it feels like I'm hoarding ideas, hoarding future projects in my mind. And I feel like I can't begin to work on them yet because I don't know. They're so good that I want to save them. I really honestly don't even know. Do I have to work on the stuff I'm not as crazy about to prove that I can slog through before I can do something I'm really excited about? Am I afraid I won't ever come up with any other good ideas? So I have to guard the ones I have? I honestly do not know what causes this. I've heard someone say that this is because of perfectionism, which makes sense since I just mentioned that. But I don't think I'm a perfectionist really, so I don't know what it is. So this is a concept I'm trying to work on myself. I have lists of things I want to do, but I just don't. And some of that is time. Some of that is deciding on which one to pick. But I just need to pick what sounds best and do it, I think. And again, the same goes for my stash of yarn and fabric and everything else. I need to use it or lose it. I'm realizing that if I live to be 200 years old, I probably still wouldn't use up everything I've acquired or do all the ideas that I have planned. It's just not going to happen, so why not start with the good ones? This is such a simple concept, and the fact that I have to tell myself this might seem silly, but I am a silly person and a slow learner. I used to think I was pretty quick, but I don't think so. And I am okay with that. But if you're like me, hoarding your good ideas for some unknown reason, I hope you'll take the plunge and start creating the things you really want to create. I would feel quite remiss if I did not share a few recommendations with you that I've been enjoying. The first two do not specifically relate to creativity or creating, but I enjoy them nonetheless. So I've been watching Dr. Tracy Marks on YouTube. She is a psychiatrist and mental health professional who makes educational videos about mental health. They are really enjoyable to watch. They are not only educational, but entertaining as well, I think. And so I've been just kind of watching one every now and then because she has hundreds of videos, but all pretty darn good. So if mental health interests you, which I mean, I would imagine it does, you should definitely check her out. The second is Erin Miller. She creates mostly shorts on YouTube. If you are a female millennial, I think you might appreciate her comedy. It's very nostalgic and relatable to those of us born between the 80s and early 90s. She may not interest you, but I personally find it very entertaining. And that's all I'll say. And lastly, I had mentioned the last Homely House before on the podcast. If you haven't watched the last Homely House yet, check them out. I will link in the description. But the channel I specifically wanted to share today is called The Last Homely Garden. And as you might guess, from the same creator, Kate, who lives in England. And if you enjoy gardening, check her out. She has several videos on her channel so far, and I've really been enjoying that. They are not exactly how-to videos, but really just kind of a look at her garden and what she's been doing. I'd love to recommend a great book to you today, but I kind of fell off on my reading. But actually, in the last week or so, I have been doing better. I've been trying to read a lot more, so hopefully soon I'll have some good reading recommendations. And for some reason, that reminded me, I don't know, I recently went to one of the art chatters at the Wichita Art Museum. Those are always really good. I almost didn't go. There was some severe weather that day, but I decided I didn't think it was going to be too bad, and I'm glad I went. The art museum is currently hosting an exhibition called Clearly Indigenous: Native Visions Reimagined in Glass. And so they invited a number of Indigenous artists, including two of the brothers from War Clan Collective. And I don't know if I have mentioned them on the podcast or not, but they're worth mentioning again. I will link to their Instagram pages because they have some really awesome art. The art museum has a YouTube channel, but unfortunately they didn't post this talk, which is too bad, but it was pretty cool. If you're local, I mean, go to the next art chatter. I think they have them quarterly, so I believe October is the next one, but you know. Anyway, that was pretty cool. But again, check the link in the description so you can go look at the War Clan Collective's awesome artwork. And last time we talked, I said I'd give a little update on the farm and art market that I was starting. I was very excited about that and very hopeful that I could share some insights on what's going on. It's kind of a story, but basically I let someone else take over the market, and that's fine. It's all good. It kind of just had to happen that way, I think. I'm making it sound very mysterious, but it's not that exciting of a story, if you could even call it a story. The important thing is the market is still continuing. I think the vendors are happy. The shoppers are happy, I think. And I'm glad I got the ball rolling. I'm also sort of proud of myself for allowing myself to let go of the ball and focus on other things. So that's kind of a non-update. But who knows what future schemes I will come up with. So what's going on in the garden? This is another thing that I've really had to let go of. It's still there. The garden's still there. It had been raining quite a lot, which was nice since we had a dry, dry spring. And then it wasn't raining as much, which would have been okay. But then there was an incident. The water hydrant was broken. No, I did not do it. But we weren't able to get it fixed for a couple weeks. So that meant hauling water in buckets quite a ways. I mean, it's a larger space than, say, your average backyard. And honestly, it's been pretty hot, even in the mornings. That's when I kind of gave up. I wanted to save my pumpkins and sweet potatoes. And as far as I know, I think they're doing okay. The tomatoes are kind of fine. You know, they do all right on their own. The corn, I don't even think is really maturing. I don't know if it didn't get pollinated. I don't know what's going on with that, but I've kind of written it off again. And I just feel like for my mental health yet again. I have to be able to let go. I have to let go. I do plan on starting again next year. I do plan on planting fall crops as well, but the okra ended up suffering quite a bit, as did my wildflowers, which was made me sad. Some of them are still all right, but it's just been tough. We got the potatoes dug. We've got the onions harvested. The beets are done. We didn't really plant anymore after the initial plantings. I always appreciate having a well for the garden, but the incident with the water really made me think about things. And I would love to think more about how we can save water and collect it and just get some better systems in place, just because that wouldn't hurt, I don't think. So I was sitting here working on my notes for recording, and a little bird, a little sparrow just landed, not on the windowsill because there's really no space, but he was clinging to the screen, and I don't know if he could see me or not, but my first instinct was to grab my camera, and I thought, that's just going to scare him away, probably. He had a friend that came up too, but I resisted the urge to get my camera, and I was really proud of myself because we don't have to document every cool, beautiful thing that happens. We can live in the moment. Now, granted, it might have been even better had I not thought of getting my camera at all. But still, progress. The thing is, there are millions of bird videos out there, I'm sure. I don't have to make one too. So I guess this is just a reminder to myself and anyone else who needs it to just enjoy the moment. If you know me, or if you've been listening or following me for any length of time, you know you can't believe a word I say, at least not when it comes to what I'm going to do with my content, etc. But if you're wondering, it's still very much my heart's desire to continue this podcast, to start posting again to the blog and the YouTube channel, to provide value and share patterns and all that good stuff. And if you enjoy art and haven't looked at my art channel yet, go ahead and do that. I would really appreciate it, and you might enjoy it as well. I'm honestly kind of still in awe of how many kind comments I get from people who say my video was inspiring or gave them a new idea or encouraged them. I'm not bragging. I'm just, again, kind of shocked. Because, you know, being a quote-unquote content creator is kind of an odd thing. You get feedback sometimes, but not always, and then you kind of wonder if anybody's getting any good out of it. So when I do get those comments, it's always really reassuring. But my point is, I do fully intend on putting out some new tutorials and whatnot, hopefully sooner rather than later. I'm not going to put a timeline on it, but someday, we hope. Sign up for my newsletter if that kind of thing interests you, because even though I have not sent one out for a good long while, I will do so once things get rolling again. And of course, I will link to the newsletter sign up, my blog, my socials, everything in the show notes or description. So I'm not yet giving up on this little endeavor. I'm just otherwise occupied. And never ever hesitate to reach out to me about anything. I have said previously to use the contact form on my website, but for some reason that does not seem to be working properly, so instead it would probably be best if you send me an email at mothandrustdiy@gmail.com. Anyway, thank you so much for spending some time with me today. I hope you are well, and I hope to speak with you again soon. Pretty soon, right? Bye-bye.